disguise yourself that people should not recognize you. So he said, "B'mai ishni, how could I change myself?" Omulei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, like, "Zil aisili mispara, bring me a razor. V'yagzaicho, and I'll shave you off. I'll shave off your beard and your hair. Is onam mezichano, I'll shave it off. Is necha isisiyas, and where could I get a razor from?" Omulei, so the Hashem said to him, "Oyele, who base to go into that house? The ice and you bring it. Ozalash kechtinu, he went there. Is also Malachi Shoros. The Malachi Shoros came to that house. The Yidmalei kegavri, he appeared to him like a person. Vevikotachni kishaisa, he was like grinding the pits of tomorrow, Rashi says, of dates. Omalei, so Sancheir said to him, Hovli mispara, give me your scissors. Omalei, he said to him, Tochin chagiruyat kashisa, if so, you grind for me these bunch of dates, and I'll give you my razor. Nitlacho. So Tochin Tzapan Sacheriv himself went and ground up Tochin chagiruyat kashisa to Yorvlei Misparta, and they gave him their scissors. Adiyosa, by the time he came back, Ichshech became night. Omalei, so they said to him, so the Chazroch said to him, Zil Aisinura, go bring me a fire, like I'll have to see what I'm doing to give you, to shave you. Is Ozli went the ice in Mura. He brought him fire. Badi the Konofachle, when he was blowing up the fire, Asli be Mura Bedikna, the fire caught a hold of his beard. Is Ozli Gaziah the ratio Bedikna? It's come out because Brochana came and shaved off the air of his head and of his beard. Omri was said over, Hanukkah said that that's the Pesach says, to Gamas has left in Tispe, that his beard will also be burnt. All right, turn over. This is what people say. If they go and shave off the hair of an amor of a goy, you should also burn off already his beard. And do not take the mockery, don't take the jokes that will make upon you. So also what happened, Asacharev went, he found a plank from the teva of Noach, of Noach's teva, he found a piece of wood. Almost he said, this is the great Hashem, that saved Noach from the Mabul. So Sancheir said like this, he also lugar, if I go, Umatzliach, and I have Hatzlocha, I win, I'm successful in my war. Makriv Lul Latrain Benoi Kamoch, I'll be Makriv my two sons in front of you, Hashem. I'll kill my two sons for you. So what happened was, Shomo Benoi, his own two children, heard about this, took Hatlu, and they killed the father, they killed Noah's son Chedith. And Hanukkah said, that's the passage says, Rihu Mishtacheve Beis Nisroch Elohov, Viagamoyach Veshalsatza Bonov, Hikeh Becherith. He was banged down to his Avoy Dezoro, and his two children, when he killed him, they killed him because they heard that he was going to go to be makriv them to Hashem. Yeah, then the Pasuk says in Bereishis, V'avod Levinu v'yechalak aleihem laila, hu v'yavodu v'yakam, he divided up his machne at night time when he fought them. Yizom Rab Yechanan, oisoy malach shenizdam aleli Avrom, the malach that came to help Avrom, laila shmoy, his name was Laila. Remember the Pesach says, V'alayla omal hara gever. So Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, She'osei imoy ma'isalayla, that this malach went and did actions of my time. Remember the Pesach says, in other words, he helped him with the stars and with the kechovim. Shnema min shemayim nuchmo kechovim, min suloysom nuchmo en sisroi. In sisroi. Omar Shlok, Shlok says, Toiva Nafcha, Zbedeva Nafcha said,
Better than what Rabbi Yechanan had to say. Now, when Eitz Tzadik came to Don, Tosh Kecha became weak. Ro b'nei Bon, they told his children, Shafidim labad avoy dezor b'don, they're going to go to worship avoy dezor in Don. Then the Pesach says, Vayosam nasecha v'beis el, v'yesrecha nosam b'don. Even the Rosh in Nebuchadnezzar also got his strength when he came to Don. It says, Midon Mishma Nachla Susa. So Don, since Christ so worshiped the Lord, is already in Don. That's where the rebellion had a Krecha, had a Krecha who came strong there, and the Tzaddik of Rome became weak there.
Now the Gemara says, Omer Rab Zera, Afa Gav Yisholach, Rei, Shav Yosef Yudah Ben Beseir Ben Yitzivin, He's the rule, he told them three things. He's the rule, Bezokin Sheshachach Tamude. Be careful for Zokin, even though now we forgot his learning, still you have to be careful to give him covered. Rashi says it means, Afafi Sheshachach Tamude, not forgot his learning. Hayelu Machmas Oinseyu, it was by an Oinis that he forgot it, so still you have to give him covered. And Machmas Oinseyu. So he's the rule, Bevridin Kreb Yudah. Watch out for these veins by the chicken, that like a Yudishita, Rashi says, he says in the morning, Chulin, when you make a shita, not only do you have to shef the two simonim, you also have to shef these two veins. You're afraid that you made your roast together, and it'll come out that you can't take care of won't get the blood out. Therefore, make sure to cut that vein now, the shashita, the dam would come out. And secondly, he said, "Hizru b'vnei Amoritz, watch out for the children of an Amoritz. Shemihem teitze Torah, from them Torah will come out." And Rashi says what he meant to say was that watch out for the children of Amoritz. Shenasu, when they become talmidei chachamim, la'aseh them kavod, give them respect. Shemihem teitze Torah liYisrael. Shereyotzu shemayim avtalyim, shemayim avtalyim came out b'vnei bonos osan cheruv. They were from the grandchildren osan cheruv.
Alright,
but we'll continue on the next tape. And what we meant to say is, even though he said these things to watch out, still, you should know this thing you gotta teach them. He says, Kihon Nusa Madin Lu. This next thing you gotta teach them, Rashi says, the Kamon Madin Lu, Kiyechad, Chazim, the Kamon. That we tell the Talmid Chachamim from Yamoritz, you should know the reason why you were zeichet to be a Talmid Chacham because some small schus that came out from your fathers. This much we should tell them. And the pasuk says, "Tzadik ato Hashem ki oriv eilecho." Ach mishpotim adaber oischo, madua derech rishoyim tzalecho, sholu kol boigdei vogit. How come the rishoyim have an easy life? How come sometimes things go good for the tzadikim? Netaten gam sheroshu yelchu gamosu peri. So Maya Hadulei, what are they answering for these questions? Ki es raglim Rasto vayalucho v'yeich te sachare es hasusim veret shalom ata b'tayach v'yeich tase b'goin hayardein. The Gemara says, Moshe is an example. L'yodim echot shomad, he said, Yochal, he was boasting and saying, Yochal ani lo if I could run, gimu pasoyis, b'fnei hasusim. I could run in front of the susim, three pastoyas, ben betoy mine between the muds of the water. So Nizamul Ragul Yechiv, man, met up with one person, lost the fauna, was running in front of him, Gimel Milim, the Yabosh and dry land. The Nilu, when he got weak, he couldn't keep up with him. His Omul Yamal, if Ne Ragli, half of Ne Susim, out in front of a person he couldn't keep up with, of course, not in front of susim, Malacha Kamavakama. For Marsh, Lashis Milu and Kaf, Gimel Pastoyas, Madach 3 mil he couldn't keep up with, for sure not three pastoyas, Malacha Kamavakama. On the dry land you couldn't keep up with him. For sure in the mud you won't be able to keep up with him. Is that Nebuchadnezzar, that he ran four steps to give cover to Hashem. Hashem paid him back schar, that he was there to have his children. Like Shemayim Baptalion, Reis Rosh Hashirot, Acha Kvoidi, is that the Tzniya Shani Mishalim Schali Avrom Yitzel Yaakov Shirot Lefona Kesus Nachat Kama Bekano, that Avada give great reward back to Avrom Yitzel Yaakov that they ran in front of me like Susim. And I'm going to say the Pasuk says and if you nishba libi the kirbi rochbo ko atmoy se yisi ke shaycho gibu rovu yayin mafne Hashem when they did very kotshoy. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Vov Amar Aleph. Again, last Gemara was about these things about you should be careful from Bnei Amoritz, Shemhem Teitzei Torah. The Gemara said, Ki Yomilsa Medin, but this thing you let her tell them. But we'll soon see that the Pasuk says again, Tzadik Ata Hashem, Ki Yorah Velecha Acha Mishpotim Adab Roscho Madua Derech Hoshoyim Tzolcho, Shaloi Kho Boi Divoget, Netosam Gan Shoshi Yechu Gam Oso Peri. So that Yemiyahu asked the question, how come that the Rishoyim sometimes such as Aslocha, like how come Nebuchadnezzar was Zoyecha to conquer Yerushalayim? So the question is, Maya Hadrulei, what did he answer back? So Pasuk says, Ki Yesh Raglim Rotzasel Vilocho, Viechtotcho Asasusim Vorot Sholomato Batech, Viechtasa Begoyne Yadin B'mo'yim. So Mor says, what does this mean to say? It was a Moshul Yadim Echel, one person was bragging. Shomer, he was saying, Yocholani Loretz, I could run Gimel Parsois of Neasusim, I could run three Parsois. That's a long distance in front of, I could even beat a horse. Name Bitsoyamim, I could even run between the swamps. So what happened was, Nizdam Nolay Ragal Echad, he met up with one person that was running with his feet. Rostafani was running in front of him. Gimel Milam, only 3 mils, not even one Parsa. The Yabosh on the drill learned vanilla and became tired. Is Omalai, so they said to him, listen, Omar lefnei ragle kach, lefnei asusim achat kama vakama. Madach, you can't even keep up with a regular person, of course you can't keep up with a horse. Omar shloshes milamadach yoni went 3 mils and he became tired. Kach gimel pasas lachat kama vakama. If you're going to run, 3 pasas for sure. Omar biyabosh kach bein betsoyamai lachat kama vakama. Madach, in the trial then you couldn't keep up. For sure in the swamps we won't be able to. The kama. So like the answer back was like this. Like the reason why Nebuchadnezzar was Zeicha, because at one time, we'll soon see the Maisa later, he took four steps, to cover Hashem. So Hashem paid him back so much. So, Sherot Acha Kvoidoi is Ato. Temiya Kashani Mishalim Schal Yavram Yisav Yaakov Sherot Slofone Kesus Lachat Kama Vakama. That Avada Nevada Kodesh Baruch Hu will pay back reward to the others that they ran Taka true in front of Hashem almost like Susim. And Hainu Dichsir, that's what the Pasuk says, La Neviyim Nishbar Libi Bekirbi, like my heart was broken in me, Racha Fokol Atzmoysa Vayitze Kish Shikor Vechagever Avoroi Yoyim Mevnei Hashem Mevnei Dvorai Kodeshoi. Yeah. So Kitza, the reason why Nebuchadnezzar was Eicha was because he walked 4 steps to cover Hashem. Now the Gemara says, Haino Dalet Pesiyos Mahi, what were these 4 steps that the Nebuchadnezzar took? Tehsil the Gemara says, Apostle in Yishayahu, V'yaysehi sholach meroidan balodon ben balodon melech bobo svarim. And it ends off the pshat of the sent in presence. So the question is, Mishom ki cholach Chizkiyo v'yechazik shodlo svarim u'mincha? Just because Chizkiyo like was sick and became better, they sent him letters and presents. So it was in yes, Lidra Shesha Maifas Ashurvaya Boris. They wanted to find out what happened then. What does it mean? The Yom Rabbi Yechon and Oysi Ayim that day, Shemais by Ochaz that Ochaz died, Shte Shoy Soy. It was only 2 days, 2 hours to the day. Shem made a nest like, in order there shouldn't be enough time to give him a good Levaya, a good Hespedim. So it was only 2 hours to the day. But the Chichola Chizkiyov Yispatach, when Chizkiyov became sick and became well, Ahadrinu Kutchubrichu Lahanach Esther Shoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned back these 10 hours, Nalei. To see the Pasuk says, Hinuni Meshiv Estel Hamalois, Hashiyodu Amalos Ochaz, I'll give back now these things that went down, the Ochaz, the Shemesh, the Sun, Achranis, Esther Malos, that went down 10 hours were short that day, Fateshav Hashemesh Esther Malos Amalos, Hashiyodu. Now the Shemesh returned and made the day 10 hours longer, the day when Chizkiyo became well again. Omulei Mayhai, so they asked him like Meroidach, Balodon, asked him, Mayhai, what's going on here? Omulei, so they said back to him, listen, Chizkiyoh cholesh, Chizkiyoh was sick, v'yastrach, and he became well again. So because of his chus, the shemesh now is up 10 hours. Almost he said, Ika gavra kihai, v'loibinu l'shdu l'shalma, there's such a great person like this, and I shouldn't go and give him shalom? His chus, v'lo he wrote, shalom l'marka Chizkiyoh, shalom l'kros of Yerushalayim, shalom, and shalom l'lokor rabo, I gave shalom to Chizkiyoh HaMelech, to Yerushalayim, and to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now the Maisa was Nebuchadnezzar, Safre, the blood and heavy. Nebuchadnezzar, he was the scribe, he was the writer for Obladon. Havi Shasa, Lehevi Hosam, at that time he wasn't there. He wasn't there when they sent his letter. His kiosk later, when Nebuchadnezzar came, Mamalu, he said this. As I said to him, he asked them, Hey Chikazvi, so how did you write it? Omulai, Ho Chikazvi, this is the way we wrote it. Omulus, he said, Karisa le Eloh Rova, the Kasvin le Lepsaif, like how you wrote the great Hashem, so how come you wrote his name last? Omar, they said, Ela, Ho Chikazvi, this is the way you should have wrote it. Shalom le Kor Rabba, you should have first written Shalom to the Akkadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom le Kros of Yerushalayim, peace be to the city of Yerushalayim. And then Shalom le Malka Chizkiyo. So Amulei, so he said back to Nebuchadnezzar, listen, Kuraino diigruto iu lehevi pravanko, the one that reads the letters, he should be the shliach, he should be the messenger. In other words, you go now and tell them this. So Royit Abasa and Nebuchadnezzar now ran after the messenger, kideroyit arba pisois, as soon as he ran, four steps, four pasois, right away also Gavriel. Gavriel came, the ukman stopped him. So, kids, these are the four steps that Nebuchadnezzar came to run close, like to give COVID to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Gavriel stopped him. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, if it wouldn't have been that Gavriel stopped him, Lohoye Takona Lesenayim Shoy Yisrael, there wouldn't have been any Takona for the enemies of Klai Yisrael. So, as she says, that means to say, Shoy Yischore Meruba, the reward would have been so great, Voyle Rishus Laveid, Sherisenu, then Nebuchadnezzar would have permission to destroy us completely. Like this, he only had permission to destroy Yerushalayim, to make the Churban Abayis. But if he would have won completely, he would have such a reward to wipe us out completely. That's why Gavriel had to come and stop him. Now the Gemara is, my Belodon ben Belodon, over the Lashon of Belodon, the son of Belodon, Amrali said, Belodon Mark Ever, really Belodon, he was the king. But Vishtani Apayu, his face changed. His face changed and now he looked like a dog. Therefore let his son sit on the kingdom instead of him. Therefore he wrote the name of himself and the name of his father also, Blood and Malka. And that the pasuk says, Ben Yechavidav v'yevid adoinov, that Ben Yechavidav hod yamorin, that the son respects his father, like we just said. But we see here that he respects his father. But at the end of the pasuk, the Yevad Adonav, where do we see that the Yevad, the servant, gave respect to his master? To see the pasuk says, Yimiyahu, Uva'achoydish ha'chamishi, in the fifth month, B'yesach, the tenth day of the month, Hishnas, Teisha, Esau, Shona, Lemelach, Nebuchad, Nazar, Tzar, it was the 19th year that he was the king. So Melach Bovil is the Bo. Nuvu Zardon, Rav Tabochin, Nuvu Zardon came, he was the head of Tabochin, chief in charge. Omer the Femela Bovim Yishlaim, he stood in front of the king of Bovim Yishlaim, Vayisarf as Beis Hashem, they burnt down the Beis HaMikdosh, Beis Beis HaMelech. Now, Kopon, we see here the word that Nebuchadnezzar was in Yishlaim. Because it says that Nuvu Zardon, when he came to Yishlaim, he came to the Melech Bovim, he came to Nebuchadnezzar. So the question is, the Gemara asks now, on these solid Nebuchadnezzar.